You're listening to a podcast from Jolt, Texas. On this episode, we're going to hear from organizing intern Daniela Rojas.
I have so many friends who are always like, no, I don't vote because, you know, it doesn't matter. And during the election, I have a lot of friends who didn't vote, Latino friends that I know could vote. That really frustrated me because I can't vote and I have a lot of things to say and there's a lot of people that are affected. My name is Daniela. I am 22 years old. I am Colombian, born and raised. Moved to the United States when I was 11, and I've been living in Austin ever since. I'm a UT student. I study Latin American studies, and I am undocumented and unafraid. Yeah, I came with my mom, my dad, and my sister. My dad already had family here, and he had lost his job, couldn't find a job for a while, and it was really hard for my mom to pay all the bills. And we were struggling, so we decided to move here. With Jolt, I'm mostly trying to get the community out there. Although it's hard, it's like, I know we can do this. My parents left everything behind to start over here. And, you know, I think about what they're doing now versus what they did back in Colombia. And so just knowing their sacrifices and knowing how they feel and how, you know, once us before started being introduced into the legislative session, just how worried they were and the conversations they were having about going back to Colombia or stuff like that. That pushes me to keep going. My mom is so strong and I look up to her so much. She grew up with very little and, you know, she worked hard and yeah, my mom, she's just a really strong woman and I really look up to her a lot. After the election, one thing that really like I thought about a lot was making a change in the community, but like how do I do that? And so education was one of the things that like clicked. This is why I'm getting my teaching certificate. If I can teach these kids to be more empathetic and more open to like new ideas and how, you know, people feel about certain things, then that can create a change. You know, because I read a lot about like 18-year-olds that were just like, oh, my parents are voting for Trump and yeah, build the wall. But I'm just like, have you actually had a conversation with someone who's an immigrant and like seen their side of the story? My experience is completely different from the white teacher, you know, and all the privilege they have, as opposed to me, who have a totally, completely different story. Just knowing that I have DACA and that I could become a teacher, and I know there's kids out there who have DACA or who are undocumented, and having this experience, I feel like I can share that experience with the kids as well. I definitely want people to be aware of the power that they have, because we have so much power, we just need to like enforce it. And I know that people can speak out and get involved and do things and have their voices be heard by these politicians. And so if I can just get the community to get involved or just inform about their rights, or even if they just like happen to talk to their neighbor about something, that's what matters, and that's what, like, I think about. You do have power, and this is a way to do it. Get involved.
That was Daniela Rojas, and you just heard a preview of the Jolt podcast. Stay tuned for much more to come during our summer of resistance.